我们虽然考完试，但是还是要上课。
Even though we have finished the test, but we still need to attend classes.
因为我们来这里不是为考试。
Because we are not here because of the test.
我们一起学道理。
We're here to learn the words of God.
我们在读约书亚记后面分配土地，看到很多的地理名词。
Now we're going to continue to study the book of Joshua, where they distribute the land.
有一次在加州啊，有一个八十几岁的老姐妹来信主受洗。
And at one time in California, there was an elderly lady, 80 some years of age, and she came to baptize.
她的孙女啊，给她买一本很大的圣经，那个字体很大。
Her granddaughter bought her a big Bible with a large font so she can see.
每天啊，她在家里就一直读。
And every day she reads the Bible.
我去访问她的时候，
when I was visiting her,
她说啊，传道啊，里面很多名字我都记不起来。
And she said, Pastor, there are so many names in the Bible that I cannot remember.
因为你读到创世纪第五章啊，开始就很多名字啊。
And from the third chapter of Genesis on, there are a lot of names in the Bible.
我跟他讲说不必记了，那个不必记。
And I told her you do not have to remember those
names. 你就把它看过去就好了。
Just read over them.
那当然，年轻人要去看要看看那些里面名字有什么意义。老人家八十几岁了，不必去记了。
And for someone that has been over 80 years of age, she do not need to remember those. But for the younger people, we need to try to learn those names and see what they mean.
十三章开始啊，分配土地。
From chapter 13 on, is the distribution of the land.
那所以圣经就讲啊，他们从哪里到哪里啊。
The Bible
把那个地界写出来。
The Bible describes the boundary of the land.
这个地界里面啊，有多少个城市？那个城市的名也写出来。
And how many cities is in that region, and the names of the cities?
因为我们对以色列地的地形啊，地理位置我们不是很清楚。
Because we are not familiar with the geographical location of the land of Israel.
甚至有些啊。圣经里面记的地方现在到底在哪里啊，我们现在都还查不出来。
And we, even up until now, there are some names that are recorded in the Bible that we cannot find out where they are today.
所以你在 读的时候会觉得说，哇，怎么这么多名词。
When you are reading through these chapters, you will realize that, wow, how come so many names?
但是我们换个角度来想。
But if we look from another viewpoint,
家属说啊，说哇，要给你一块土地。
Let's say we want to give you a piece of land.
从哪里到哪里啊？这一块就是要属给你的。
And we name the boundaries, and the land within that boundaries belong to you.
那我们就，我想我们大家都会觉得很有兴趣。
And I'm sure by then you would be very interested in studying those names.
比如说啊，纽约市。曼哈顿这一块中央公园在第几条街这一段都给你。
For example, let's say from New York City, Manhattan, and you know, and to what streets, and that piece of land will belong to you.
你一定会去注意我要得到的土地有多大在哪个地方是不是很好的位置。
And I'm sure you will study that piece of land and see how big is the land and where is the location.
你就不会觉得这个地理名词很烦了，因为这是属于你的东西啊。
Because that is belong to you, then you would not think that the names is very boring.
所以对以色列人来讲啊，非常有意义，因为就是要分给我的土地啊。
For the Israelites, those names are significant because those are the lands that will be distributing to them.
以色列人他们在分配土地，对我们来讲，我们是要得到属灵的产业。
For the Israelites, they received the land, but for us, we will inherit the spiritual inheritance.
所以你征战得胜了以后，可以分配到土地。
So after your victorious battle, you will receive a piece of land.
他们在分配土地的时候，跟他们那个土地当然有大有小，有好有坏。
And the land that they receive are different in sizes and also different in quality.
啊，这个跟他们啊表现的福分有关系。
This has to do with their blessings.
还有的啊，那个土地好大，城好多。
Some of them they receive huge piece of land and there are many cities in the land.
啊，但是有的分配的土地，他们就觉得说比较小，甚至有的觉得不太满意。
And some of them received a smaller piece of land and they were not satisfied with it.
这表示说神要给我们的福分很多，但是看你能不能承受好的福分。
And this represents that the blessings that God is going to give you are many is whether you will be able to receive those blessings.
那从我们在读这个的时候啊，就把那个每一个支派啊，在这个支派从哪里来啊，他们以前祖先的表现怎么样。
So when we're studying this, we'll study the tribes and see how their ancestors have done so far.
啊，还有他们以后的历史啊，可以对照来看，你会发觉很有意思的。
And their future history, and you'll find that this is very interesting.
我们早上谈到这个两个支派半啊，在河东地得到土地。
This morning we studied the two and a half tribes where they received the land east of the Jordan River.
当然这个河东地啊看起来是比较不是那么好。
In reality, the land east of the Jordan River is not as good as the land of Canaan.
那我们看一下民数记三十二章。
Numbers chapter 32.
好，因为这是他们自己要求的。
Because they requested that piece of land.
民数记三十二章第一节。
Numbers 32 verse 1.
说流便祖孙和迦得祖孙啊的牲畜极其众多，他们看见亚瑟地和基列地是可牧放牲畜之地。第二节
Verse 2
就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒并会众的首领说啊，这一块地哈，这第四节
Verse 4
就是神在以色列会中前面攻取之地，是可牧放牲畜之地，你仆人也有牲畜。第五节
Verse 5
又说我们坐在你眼前蒙恩啊，求你把这块地给我们做产业，不要领我们过约旦河。所以这些两个支派的人看到哇，这里有一片大草原啊。
When the people from these two tribes saw that there's a big piece of land and it's good for livestock
啊，我们不要过约旦河，我们就在这里就好了。
And they came to Moses and said, "We do not want to cross the river. We would like to stay here."
哦，所以看到一些啊，为着要牧养牲畜、牛羊啦，哈啊，看到眼前的这一块土地，他们就觉得说，我们到这里都好了，不要到约旦河西去了。
Because they want to take care of their livestock, and when they saw that piece of land is good for livestock, they decide not to go.
第六节啊，摩西就对他们说啊，难道你们的弟兄去打仗啊，你们就坐在这里吗？
But in verse 6 Moses asked the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben,
你们为什么
Shall your brethren go to war while you sit here?
第七节说你们为什么要让弟兄的灰心丧胆啊，不进入那个神所赐的地方呢？
In verse 7, now why will you discourage the heart of the children of Israel from going over to the land which the Lord has given them?
啊，以前的人啊，在加利斯巴尼亚啊，看啊，就不愿意进去啦，所以让百姓的心灰心啦，哦。
So in the past, because they did not want to go into that land, and it discouraged the Israel people.
后来我们看十六节
，verse 16，
十六节。
16.
说两支派的人呢、啊，挨近摩西说：“我们要在这里为牲畜累圈，为妇人孩子造成。”17节。
17.
那我们自己要带兵器行在以色列人的前头，好把他们领到他们的地方。但我们的妇人孩子因这个地方居民的缘故，要住在坚固的城里面。18节，我们不回家族到以色列人各承受自己的产业。哦后来他们说我们就为我们的祖孙啊我们的妇人孩子啊造城啊让他们在这个城里面居住。
So they told Moses we will build cities for our children and our women.
啊我们的兵丁啊好了带着兵器啊跟其他的人来一起去打仗好了。
And their soldiers will fight with the rest of the Israelites.
所以为着让他们的妻子儿女 不要再过一种流浪的生活，赶快在这里就安定下来了。
In order for their wives and children not to wander any longer, they would like to settle there.
就是为求得赶快安逸的生活。
They try to get a peaceful living.
后来摩西有答应把这一块地分给他们。
And later on, Moses agreed to give those land to those two tribes.
但是他们的兵丁还是要去打仗。
But their soldiers will still have to fight along with the rest of the tribes.
我们今天早上谈到说，这一块地是比较次等之地因为神真正要给他们好的地是在约旦河西。
This morning we have mentioned that this land is not as good as the land west of the river.
但是他们看到眼前有好的地方他们就不愿意再走了。
But they only saw what is ahead of them and they refused to move further.
所以他们失掉了那个更好的福分。
So actually, they lost the better blessing.
那这个后来他们很快在亚述王的时候，他们就被掳了。这个河东地这两个民族很快就没有掉。
So in the time of Assyria, those two tribes were defeated first by the Assyrian.
我们来看看这个流便跟加德两个支派他们从祖先所承受的一些祝福是怎么样
Let's look at these two tribes of Reuben and Gad and see what kind of blessings they receive from their ancestor
我们看流便支派创世纪十九章
Genesis chapter
49 创世纪十九章第三节
Genesis chapter 49 verse 3
流便你是我的长子是我力量强壮的时候生的本当大有尊荣权力超重第四节
Verse 4
但你放纵情欲滚沸如水必不得其所谓因为你上了你父亲的床污秽了我的榻这雅各年纪大的时候要离世之前把他儿子叫来一个一个给他们祝福还讲到他们祖孙的以后
Here when Jacob was in his old age, before he passed away, he called his children before him.
本来这个大儿子应该是长子可以得两份的产业还可以继承父亲的信仰的遗产。
And typically, the firstborn should have received two portions of the inheritance and also inherit the faith from the father.
因为流便曾经犯错
Because Reuben had made a mistake before
所以他失掉了长子的名分
He lost his the firstborn, the right of his firstborn
所以后来他就失掉了一些福分
So he lost some blessing
如果我们参考那个生命记三十三章
Deuteronomy chapter 32
这个创世纪我们还会再回来生命记三十三章
Deuteronomy chapter
33第六节三十三章六节说愿流便存活不住死亡愿他人数不住稀少这摩西给以色列人的祝福
This is the blessings from Moses to the Israelite
已经谈到说这个流便这个支派将来的那个命运不好了所以盼望说他存活不要死愿意盼望他人数 不会稀少
This is the prediction that the fate of Reuben the tribes of Reuben will not fare very good He said Reuben let Reuben live and not die not let his men be few
因为他们在河东地那个地方不好不安全常常遭遇到外族的侵略
Because the land east of the river is not safe They were frequently attacked by other nations
那我们再看看那个加德
Let's look at Gad
看回来创世纪十九章十九节
Genesis 49 verse 19
创世纪十九章十九节
Genesis chapter 49 verse 19
说加德必被敌军追逼 他却要追逼他们的脚跟呢，所以他们会有很多征战呢。
They will have many wars.
哦，因为在胡同地啊，四围都是其他的啊敌人的国家。
Because the land east of the Jordan River is surrounded by foreign nations.
那我们再看三十三章，那个生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
二十节。
Verse 20.
三十三章二十节
Deuteronomy 33 verse 20
说论加德说啊，使加德扩张的应当称颂，加德诸如母狮，他狮类膀臂，连头顶也狮类。二十一节
21.
他为自己选择了头一段地，因为那里有设立利瓦者的粪存留，他与百姓的首领同来，他施行神的公义，和主以以色列所立的典章，哈、啊，看起来还不错啦，加德扩张嘛，哈，啊，增加了一份土地在这个河东地。
And get enlarges so they have a piece of land east of the river. So this is not too bad.
哦，啊，所以你看。雅各的时候就讲到说，这加德的祖孙呐、啊，他们会面对很多的征战。
And during Jacob predicted that Gad will have many battles to fight.
啊，摩西就讲到啊，他们也是会扩张，但是也有征战。
Moses say that they will enlarge, but they will have many battles.
啊，不过愿神啊跟他们同在啊，啊在他们当中行公义。
May God be among them and be the judge.
哦，那所以我们看到这个加德流变呢、啊，这有眼的原因，也有近因呢、啊。近因就是他们只看到眼前。
And the reason they inherited the land east of the river has two reasons. One was from his ancestor, the blessing from his ancestor, and also from their own eyesight. They saw the land.That was good for the livestock.
我们看回来约书亚记的十四章。
Joshua, back to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章啊，这是要分配约旦河西的九个支派半的土地。
This is to divide the land west of the river for the other 9.5 tribes.
啊，分土地的人就是约书亚，还有大祭司以利亚撒，还有每个支派的族长。
And the persons that divided The land, Joshua, the high priest Eleazar.
啊，他们是用抽签的。
And they select the land by casting lots.
他说抽到了谁，啊，那一块土地就是他们的了。
And whichever lot they pick, then they get the land.
箴言里面说啊，签放在怀里啊，定是由于真神。
And in the book of Proverbs, mentioned that, you know the.Whatever decide is by God. Even though you may be casting lot, but God make the decision.
以前他们在摇签、哦、就是说好像一个桶子、啊、把一些小石头把什么东西就写在上面、啊、摇一摇、啊、看谁跳出来了那个就是。
And when they were casting lots, they would put the lots inside and then they shake it and then whichever one comes out.
所以他们有时候要决定事情就是用摇签的方式。
So many times they make decision by doing that.
哎，这个一直到那个新约时代哈、哦，啊、圣灵降临之前还是这样做。
Until the time of New Testament, right before the time of the coming down of the Holy Spirit, they still do that.
哎，那犹大卖主耶稣啊，就失掉了啊使徒的职分。
After Judas betrayed Jesus, he lost his discipleship.
那所以要从他们当中啊，再选一个人来补属徒的职分。
And they need to select another person to fill that spot.
那所以他们就先把那个条件定好，要从施洗约翰开始啊，一直到主耶稣离世，都跟他们在一起的人。
So they set up the conditions, the requirements for the person who are qualified to be considered as a disciple.
那所以从他们当中啊，选出两个人。
So they selected two people among them.
啊，然后他们祷告完以后就摇签，啊，后来摇出了马提亚，啊，来接续犹大使徒的职分。
After they prayed, they cast lots, and selected Matthias as the disciples.
啊，但是我们看到圣灵降下来以后啊，就没有再摇签了。
After they received the Holy Spirit, they no longer cast lots.
因为圣灵在我们的心中啊，啊，圣灵会感动我们，让我们的心啊，知道说要怎么做啊，才能够啊，合乎神的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit is in our heart, and it will move us to show us what to do, what is according to the will of God.
所以腓立比书第二章说，圣灵会在我们心中运行。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, saying that the Holy Spirit will work in our heart.
让我们知道怎么做啊，来成就神的美意。
So that we know what to do to fulfill the will of God.
啊，哥罗西书也说，我们要祷告神，啊，让神有让我们有那个属灵的智慧跟悟性。就是能够去了解神的旨意。
In the book of Colossians, it also mentioned that we have to pray to God so that we can understand the will of God.
但是我们祷告圣灵充满了以后，神会让你知道说我们应该怎么做。
After we pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then God will let us know what to do.
所以常常有人说，哎，什么是神的旨意？
Sometimes people will ask, what is the will of God?
当然神啊要来救人啊，这是神整个救赎的计划，这是神的旨意。
Of course, God want to save His people. God want to save mankind, and that is His will of salvation.
啊，但是我们对我们个人或者对某一些事情也有神的旨意。
But for us as an individual and on certain things, God also has His will.
啊，我们不明白的时候，你就去祷告啊，神就会带领你啊，你慢慢去查验，你就会明白。
If you do not understand, then you need to pray, and then God will guide you, and then you will understand.
因为圣灵住在我们身上，就要来帮助我们呢。
Because the Spirit that is within us will help us.
哦，所以要充分的祷告，啊，能够满心知道神的旨意。
As long as we pray, then we will understand the will of God.
哦，那所以当时他们在分配土地是用抽签的。
And so during that time, the way they divided the land is by casting lot.
啊，一直有一个有一句话一直反复出现，就是利未人呐、啊、没有分配产业。
And there's a repeating sentence is that the Levites do not receive any land.
啊，因为利未人呐、啊，神就是他们的产业。
Because God is their inheritance.
所以利未支派啊，没有特别分一块土地给他们。
They did not give the tribe of Levites and a piece of land.
啊，最后是分了48座城啊给他们，这是在后面的书会讲到。
At the end, they were given 48 cities.
是在21章哈，利未人得到48座城。
In Joshua chapter 21, mentioned that Levites received 48 cities.
啊，因为利未人都是大部分都祭司嘛哈，啊，祭司要分在各地方。啊，来教导百姓的律法。
Because the Levites are priests, they have to divide themselves among all the tribes to teach the Israel people.
所以雅各有12儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons.
啊，本来这12儿子是12支派。
And originally those 12 sons are the 12 tribes.
啊，但是在算这个支派的时候，利未支派就不算了。
And when they are counting tribes, they did not count Levites.
利未支派啊，他们在数点的时候，一个月出生一个月就算了，因为他们要专门做服侍神的工作。
Because they have their responsibility is to serve God.
啊，其他的11支派再加上啊，就是那个约瑟，约瑟有两个儿子，两个儿子变两个支派。
And Joseph had 2 sons, and those 2 sons become 2 tribes.
哦，就是约瑟啊，他得到两份的意思了。
Joseph received 2 portions of the inheritance.
那所以他们在算那个以色列的12支派哦，后来就用啊利未支派没有算，但是约瑟的儿子算两份。
So they did not count the tribes of Levites, but they the descendants of Joseph they have two portions.
比如说他们要去窥探迦南地的时候，利未支派没有派人，就是以法莲、马拿西各派一个。
And it's similar when they were spying the land of Canaan, the tribes of Levites did not send any spies, but rather from the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh.
啊，他们在安营啊，行进啊，利啊，耶稣支派都算两个，就是以法莲一个支派，马拿西一个支派。
And same thing as they were camping around the tabernacles.
哦，他们是这样算嘛。
That's how they count.
啊，但是你如果在查考这个支派的话，你看到了启示录那边的写法又不太一样。
If you are studying the 12 tribes, and when you go to the book of Revelations, and it's record a little different.
那个但支派没有掉。
但支派没有。The tribes of Dan was not in the book of Revelation.
啊，那个十四万四千人里面哈，十四万四千人就是一个支派一万两千人，总共有十二个支派嘛哈，一万四千，十四万四千人。
The total of 144,000 peoples. Each tribe have 12,000.
但支派没有啊，里面有利未支派的名字。
And the tribes of Dan is not included in those 144,000, but the tribes of Levites is in there.
以法莲的名字没有了，后来换约瑟。
And the name of Ephraim is also taken out and replaced by Joseph.
啊，当然这都有属灵的意义啊，我们会慢慢会谈到。
And all this has spiritual meanings, and we will discuss that.
啊，因为以法莲跟但这两个支派后来表现不好。
Because the behavior of those two tribes, Dan and Ephraim, they behave badly.
啊，在九个半支派里面呢、啊，第一个分配土地的就是犹大支派。
And in the among the nine and a half tribes, the first tribes that received the land is the tribes of Judah.
犹大支派当中啊，最先得土地的就是加勒。
And Caleb is the first one who received land.
因为我想说，留到明天安息日来讲哈。
And we will save that portion for tomorrow.
那所以我们现在就跳过来看十五章。
So now we're gonna skip to chapter 15.
那十五章就谈到这个犹大支派所得到的土地。
And this is referring to the land received by the tribe of Judah.
那这一块土地很大、哦。
And they receive a big piece of land.
南部啊，南部是到了埃及边界。
And southward was bordering Egypt.
啊，东部到约旦河。
Eastward.The boundary is the River Jordan.
啊，它的北部啊，犹大地的北部啊，已经接近那个整个迦南地的中间。
And northward is about half at the halfway point of the land of Canaan.
当然，西部啊，就是到地中海。
Westbound is the Mediterranean Sea.
犹大土地啊，有一百多座城。
And in the land of the tribes of Judah, they have more than 100 cities.
其他的支派啊，有的十几座、二十座城就很多了。
And the rest of the tribes, some of them only have 10 plus or 20 plus cities.
但是犹大支派所得到的城数特别多，一百多座。
But the tribe of Judah received the most land and the most cities.
很多啊，都是他们古代啊非常有名的城。
And those cities were very famous city.
啊，真的那个牛奶隐秘之地啊，就是这一块地方，他们去窥探的那一块地方。
And the land that is filled with milk and honey is that piece of land that inherited by Judah, the tribe of Judah.
啊，所以圣经里面讲到说啊，以撒曾经在那里耕种啊，曾经有百倍的收成啊。
And the Bible also wrote, it also recorded in the Bible that Isaac was planting there.Before and have a hundredfold of harvest.
所以诗篇啊，里面讲到犹大支派的人说：“神啊，你所量给我的地界实在是太美好了。”
And in the book of Psalms, referring to the tribe, the land received by the tribe of Judah as the land that you have given me.
因为这个犹大支派真的得到很好的福分。
Because truly the tribe of Judah received much blessings.
这是很特殊的哈。
This is very unique.
我们看一下《历代志上》第五章。
First Chronicles, chapter 5.
历代志上五章。
First Chronicles, chapter 5.
五章第一节。
Verse 1.
历代志上五章第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 1.
说以色列的长子原是流便，因为他污秽了父亲的床，他长子的名分就归了约瑟，只是按家谱啊，他不算长子。第二节。
Verse 2.
犹大胜过一切弟兄，君王也从他而出，长子的名分却归给约瑟。哦，这里讲到这个雅各祖孙啊，这个长子的名分。
And this referring to the first right, the firstborn right.
啊，因为流便犯罪了。
Because Reuben committed sin.
啊，接下来的西面跟利未啊，他们两个又曾经杀过人吗？
Simon and the Levites, they killed people before.
啊，在事件的地方啊，因为事件人侮辱了迪拿。
In the land of Shechem, because they assaulted their sister.
啊，结果西面利未就说啊，你们如果要娶我的妹妹啊，很简单，你们的男主通通要是割礼。
So Simon and Levi told the people in Shechem.If you want to marry my sister, it's very easy. All of you have to be circumcised.
事件人说好啊，很简单。
So all the people there agree. They thought that was easy.
因为事件对他们当地的人说啊，我们如果受割礼啊，跟他们结亲啊，他们的产业通通变我们的啦。
So the people in Shechem they said, if we marry the children of Israel, then all the inheritance, all the possession will become ours.
啊，结果当他们受割礼啊，在疼痛的时候啊，西面跟利未拿着刀啊，进去把所有男丁通杀掉。
But after the circumcision, after when the men are still in pain, Shechem and Reuben, Simeon and Levi went and killed all the men.
啊，所以雅各就做主啊，说你们的刀剑啊，刀剑是很凶猛的，而是可咒可诅的。
And that's why.Jacob cursed them.
还说他们要分散啊，在弟兄当中。
They will be scattered among their brothers.
所以他们也失掉了长子的名分。
So they lost the firstborn right as well.
那所以最后这个长子的名分就分几个部分。
So the firstborn right is divided.
两份的产业归给约瑟。
The inheritance, two portions of the inheritance went to Joseph.
但是这个最大的部分，长子君王啊，是从犹大支派出来。
But the greatest blessings for the firstborn right, the kings came from the tribe of Judah.
啊，当然后来因为利未支派也有很多好的表现啊，所以利未支派可以啊领受那个属灵的福分，可以亲近神、服侍神的工作。
Because the tribe of Judah, they did very well. That's why they were able to draw near to God and serve God.
所以那个长子的名分啊，变成分的三个。
So the firstborn right divided into three.
耶稣得双倍的产业。
Joseph received two portions of the possession.
啊，利未支派服侍神。
The tribe of Judah served God.
啊，犹大支派的产业最美。
And the inheritance of Judah was the best.
从他们祖孙出君王。
And among their descendants was the king.
所以大卫啊，就是从这个犹大支派出来。
And King David is from the tribe of Judah.
那这个犹大本身哦，我们从犹大本身来看。
If we look at Judah,
因为他是利亚所生的第四个儿子嘛。
He was the fourth son of Leah.
利亚跟拉杰两个结婚以后啊，两个姐妹一直都在抢丈夫啊，拼命生孩子比赛。
After Leah and Rachel were married to Jacob, they were kind of competing against each other.
啊，因为这个雅各偏心哦，他喜欢拉杰，不喜欢利亚。
Because Jacob likes Rachel more than Leah.
啊，但神却让利亚拼命生孩子。
But God allowed Leah to have sons.
啊，所以你看他生孩子哈，啊，都有意思啊。他第一个流便生了，说啊，我有儿子了。
And after she gave birth to Reuben, and she was glad, and she said, "Oh, now I have."
后来生了第二个妹说，神听见了，听见了我的苦情了。
And after she had her second son, she said, "Oh, God has listened to me."
第三个儿子啊，立位就是联合。
And the third son, Levi, the meaning means join together.
说既然我有三个儿子了，我的先生会跟我联合了。
Now that I have three sons, my husband will join with me.
所以那个时候都还在争啊。
And during that time, she was still competing with Rachel.
生到第四个孩子。
After she had her fourth son.
那个时候她整个心境都改变了。
And her entire attitude has changed.
所以她把她起名叫犹大。
She named him Judah.
那个犹大就是赞美。
Judah, the meaning of Judah means praise.
所以他说，我现在我要赞美我的神呐。
Now I want to praise my God.
啊，虽然呢，人呢，啊，好像没有丈夫的一样啊，但是孩子要那么多，神是给他，所以他要赞美神。
Even though she was like without a husband, but she had many sons, that's why she wanted to praise God.
所以犹大这个名字很好啊，常常赞美。
And the name of Judah is very good because the meaning is praise.
啊，这里。可能跟他多福气有关系啊！你常常赞美神呐、啊，啊，越赞美福气越多。
The more you praise God, the more blessings you receive. That may be why he was that he received a lot of blessing.
哦，啊，所以像诗篇啊，很多啊都是犹大写的，那个就是犹大支派大卫他们写的诗啊。
Because the Psalms, the book of Psalms, many were written by King David, which is out of the tribe of Judah.
我们看一下诗篇六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
诗篇六十九篇很多啊，都是说我们要赞美神。
Psalm 69.
诗篇六十九篇。
Psalm 69.
三十节。
Verse 30.
六十九篇三十节。
Psalm 69, verse 30.
我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大。再看七十一篇。
Psalm 71,
第八节
verse 8,
七十一篇第八节
Psalm 71, verse 8,
说你的赞美你的荣耀终日必满了我的口、啊、再跳过来十四节
verse 14 of the same chapter,
十四节
verse 14,
我这样常常盼望并要越发的赞美你我的口中都要诉说你的公义和你的救恩因我不计其数十六节
15 and 16
我要来说啊，主神大能的事但要提说你的公义十七节
17
神啊我祝我年幼时你就教训我直到如今我要传扬你奇妙的作为、哦、所以这个犹大支派、啊、比较会赞美
The tribe of Judah know how to praise God.
啊，对神的敬畏哈、啊，所以，好信仰的例子很多。
And they also fear God and have many examples of their faith.
啊，另外一个就是像犹大哈、哦，他曾经为便雅悯作保。
And Judah also give assurance for Benjamin.
因为耶稣被卖到埃及去。
After Joseph was sold into Egypt,
哦，啊，本来雅各以为说啊，这个耶稣死掉了。
Jacob thought that Joseph had died.
啊，后来他儿子啊去买粮食的时候啊，还能够见到耶稣。
So when his son were in Egypt trying to buy food, they met Joseph.
耶稣知道了以后，就告诉他们哥哥说啊，你们回去呀、啊，你们要把你小的弟弟把他带来。
And Joseph told them to bring their youngest brother.
那个时候雅各啊一开始都不让他带
Initially Jacob would not allow them to take Benjamin
因为他说、啊、他的哥哥死掉了我现在主剩下这个童子跟我在一起他的生命跟我连在一起
And he said his older brother had died and now I only have this young son and his life is joined with mine
流便要做保啊雅各不信的
Reuben want to guarantee to his father thatYou know, he will take care of Benjamin, but Jacob did not trust him.
后来犹大作保啊，才雅各才让他们把带便雅悯带走。
Later on, Judah guaranteed his father that he will protect his brother. Then Jacob allowed them to take Benjamin.
啊，他们见了耶稣以后啊， 耶稣还没有跟他们相认。
After they saw Joseph, Joseph did not reveal himself.
他用一个计谋来测测看他们哥哥现在怎么样。
He used a trick to test his brothers.
所以把他的银杯啊放在便雅悯的袋子里面。
So he put his silver cup in the back of Benjamin.
啊，叫仆人要把便雅悯带回去当奴仆。
He asked his servant to take Benjamin back.
啊，那个时候犹大讲来一段话，很感动人。
At that time, Judah spoke some words that was very touching.
他说：“我的父亲的生命跟这个童子是连在一起的。”
And he said, "The life of my father is joined with this young man."
哦，啊，所以我情愿啊为他担保，让他回去，不然的，我的父亲会悲悲惨惨下阴间。
I will stay here for him. Let allow him to go, because if not, my father will die and go to hell.
啊，后来这个耶稣听来也很受感动，所以才跟他们兄弟相认。
And Joseph was touched by Judah. That's why he revealed himself.
所以犹大曾经有一些好的表现。
Judah had some good performance.
这个都跟他们得福分、祖孙得福分有关系。
And that was why his descendants received blessings.
啊，另外一个就是这个犹大支派的人啊，也很会打仗。
And another reason is the people in the tribes of Judah, they are all good fighters.
我们看创世纪四十九章
，Genesis 49,
第八节
，Verse 8.
创世纪四十九章第八节
，Genesis 49, Verse 8.
说犹大，你弟兄要赞美你，你所必掐住仇敌的颈项，你父亲的儿子必向你下拜。第九节
Verse 9,
犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了时便上去，你屈下身去，卧如公狮，蹲如母狮，谁敢惹你？十节
Verse 10,
龟必不离开犹大，杖必不离开他两脚之间，只等到细柔来到，万民必都归顺。十一节
Verse 11,
犹大把小梨拴在葡萄树上，把梨基拴在美好的葡萄树上，他在葡萄酒中洗衣服啊，在葡萄汁中洗了袍褂，他的眼睛必因酒红润，他的牙齿因奶白亮。哦，雅各在跟犹大祝福啊，你看很多的福分都住在他的身上。
These are the blessings Jacob gave to Judah. We can see thatHe received many blessings.
说他这个支派啊，很会打仗。
They are good warriors.
好像那个狮子一样啊，没有人敢惹他。
Just like a lion.
他说这个龟啊，这个是权柄，要从这个犹大支派，不离开他。
The power will also be with the tribe of Judah.
所以从大卫开始啊，来这个支派就一直做王。
So from King David on.The tribe of Judah has always been.
他说要等到那个细柔啊，就是平安者来到，万民要归顺。也就是说，那个救主啊，要从犹大支派出来。
And also mentioned that the Savior will come out of the tribe of Judah.
另外说到他们那个物产丰富啊
，They have much possessions.
啊，葡萄树啦，啊，用那个葡萄酒在洗衣服啦。啊，洗袍褂，这都形容啊，他们物质很丰富啊。
He washes garment in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. That represents that they have abundance of those possession.
我们再看一下《生命记》三十三章
，Deuteronomy chapter 33,
第七节
，verse 7，
《生命记》三十三章
，Deuteronomy chapter 33,
第七节
，verse 7。
为犹大祝福说，求神俯听犹大的声音，引导他归于本族。他曾用手为自己征战，你必帮助他攻击敌人。好，这是摩西啊对犹大支派的祝福。
This is the blessing from Moses to the tribe of Judah。
好，所以我们看到古时候的人哦，他们跟他们的祖孙祝福啊，啊，这个福分都会临到他们身上的。
We can see that in the ancient time when they bless their descendants, all the blessings will come true.
啊，所以我们凭着信心祝福啊，为我们的儿女，为教会，为要尊重弟兄姐妹，也要常常讲祝福的话。
If we bless our children, bless the church, bless our brothers and sisters in faith.
啊，所以这个犹大支派哈，真的得到一个相当好的、美好的牛奶与蜜之地。
And the tribe of Judah received a good piece of land, a land of milk and honey.
那接下来就是那个以法莲支派了。
And next would be the Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim.
啊，以法莲就是约瑟的本来是小儿子。
And Ephraim was the younger son of Joseph.
马拿西才是约瑟的大儿子。
Manasseh was the firstborn of Joseph.
那雅各在跟他祝福的时候啊，把他两个手就牵过来。
And when Jacob was blessing them, he crossed his hand.
说把那个啊右手啊来祝福以法莲，啊左手放在那个马拿西身上。
He blessed Ephraim with his right hand, and his left hand was on the head of Manasseh.
啊妈，那耶稣看了以后啊，哎，耶稣说：“爸爸，不对了，不对了，这个马拿西才是长子了。”
And after Joseph saw that, he corrected his father and said, "Father, Manasseh is the firstborn."
雅各说：“我知道，我知道，他也会成为大国。”
And Jacob said, "I know, I know. He will become a great nation as well."
好。不晓得雅各为什么要这样做了。
We don't know why Jacob did that.
是不是因为他自己本身是小儿子变长子？
Was it because he himself was the second son and he became the firstborn?
那本来这个以法莲呢，也是曾经得到神很多的祝福。
And Ephraim received a lot of blessing from God.
啊，本来是孙子辈嘛，但是跟他的伯伯叔叔啊，跟他们一起承受产业。
He was a younger generations, but he inherited the land with his uncle generation.
他们也曾经成为领袖支派。
And they also have become leaders.
但是这个以法莲支派后来看起来是失掉福分。
And later on, it appeared that this tribe has lost their blessing.
啊，当然，接下来他们会讲说，他们分配的土地说，我们族大人都，我们怎么光分配这一块土地
？And later on, we can see that they were complaining about the land that they received were too small because they have a lot of people in their tribe.
哦，他们觉得他们分配的土地不够好，
felt,
不够大。
They felt that the land given to them was too small.
啊。啊，在这个圣经里面呢、啊，谈到以法莲呢、啊，啊，他们有一些原因呢、啊，失掉了神的祝福。
There was some reason in the recorded in the Bible why the tribe of Ephraim lost their blessing.
哦，我们先看一下诗篇的七十八篇。
Psalm 78.
七十八篇的六十五节。
Psalm 78 from verse 65 onward.
六十七，六十七。
Verse 67.
七十八篇六十七节
，Psalm chapter 78 verse 67。
他并且他弃掉约瑟的帐篷，不拣选以法莲之派。六十八节
，verse 68。
却拣选了犹大之派，他所喜爱的锡安山。六十九节
，verse 69。
盖造他的圣所，好像高峰，又向他建立永存之地，又拣选他的仆人大卫。从羊圈中啊，将他召来，七十一节。
71 and 71，
让他不再跟从那些带奶的母羊，为要牧养自己的百姓雅各和自己的产业以色列。七十二。
72。
于是他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。本来以法莲所分配到的土地啊，其实是一个战略地形相当好的高原的地方。
And in reality, the land that was given to the tribe of Ephraim was a very strategically good land for battle.
那是因为山地啊，很多的树林。
Because they have hills, a lot of hills and mountains. There are also many forests.
平地的地方又有很多的迦南人还住在那里。
And there were still many Canaanites in the plain.
啊，本来出道以后啊，啊这些以法莲人呐、啊，他们就跟耶稣亚他们说：“你我们人这么多，你们怎么让我们居住在这个这么小的地方
？”After the land was given to them, they were complaining that the land that was given to them was too small.
啊，当然，耶稣亚告诉他们
And Joshua told them,
说你们如果嫌地太小了啊，人太多。
If you feel that the land that is given to you is too small and you have too many,
那个山地你可以开垦啊，很多树林你把它砍花了，你就可以在那边居住了。
You can go develop the mountains area and you can live in the mountain area as well.
啊，就是平原的地方有很多的迦南人，你要努力征战，把他们赶走，你就有地方住了。
There are many, there are still many Canaanites in the plain. What you need to do is to chase them out, and then you will have the land to stay.
所以讲起来，这个约书亚相当好，虽然他本身是以法莲的领袖。
And Joshua was a very good man, even though he himself was from the tribe of Ephraim.
不会说因为以法莲人啊在那边争吵啊，他就听从他们了。
He did not listen to them because the tribe of Ephraim was complaining.
叫他们，你们要一个安定的好的环境，你们自己就要努力去争取才能够得到。
You have to work hard yourself to fight for the land.
啊，但是这个以法莲支派后来的表现真的很多不好。
The tribe.The performance and the actions of the tribe of Ephraim was bad.
啊，常常跟啊其他的支派争。
They were fighting with the other tribes.
尤其四世纪的时候啊，他们曾经两次啊，啊，两次不去征战，回来以后啊，啊又去跟那个基甸啊、耶和他争吵。
And in the time of the judges.The tribe of Ephraim, they refused to fight with the other tribes, but after the victorious battle, they went and want to have the reward of the battle.
所罗门因为去拜偶像啊，所以神也把十个支派给以法莲支派耶罗波安做王。
And because King Solomon worshipped idols, that's why God gave the kingdom.
给十个支派给耶罗波安了。
And God gave 10 tribes to Jeroboam.
啊，没有想到耶罗波安呐，也又在但跟伯特利又造了两个金牛。
And unexpectedly, Jeroboam also built golden calf.
所以圣经里面对这个以法莲支派啊，就责备很多。
That's why the Bible, in the Bible, many places rebuke.
啊，尤其在那个何西阿书里面
，especially in the book of Hosea，
他用了很多比喻啊，来形容这个以法莲支派啊种种的败坏。
There were many parables used to describe the bad, how bad the tribe was.
说他们缺乏良善
，they lack goodness.
好像那个没有翻过的饼，没有翻过的饼啊，就是一边啊，主经。那个饼已经啊烧焦了，另外一边啊没有熟啊。
A cookie that has not been flipped, one side has been burned.
说他们诡诈说谎，他们是诡诈的天平。
They were cunning, they are liars.
他们当中啊充满着强暴的事情。
There are wicked things among them.
我在诗篇里面啊，何西阿书里面对这个以法莲支派后来很多的那个啊不好的责备的话。
In the book of Psalms and in the book of Hosea, there are many places describe the bad things that the tribe did.
所以本来神要给他们祝福的。
Originally, God blessed them.
但是因为他们自己本身表现不好啊，啊，所以很多的福气都失掉了。
But because of their bad actions, they lost the blessing.
尤其在两次数点百姓的时候。
Especially during the two times when they were counting the Israelite people.
这个以法莲支派啊，少掉很多人。
They lost many people.
因为他们曾经在一个征战耶和他征战的时候是死掉四万多人呢。
Because during one battle, over 40,000 of them died.
啊，就是因为本来要给他们福分，但是他们不晓得珍惜，后来就死掉了。
Originally they were blessed, but they did not treasure the blessings. That's why they lost their blessing.
所以我们知道说神应许福分给我们呢。
So we know that if God bless us.
但是我们如果不好好珍惜的话，骄傲自大，神同样会把福分收回去。
If we do not treasure the blessing from God, and if we are pride, then God will take away our blessing.
我们一起默祷。
Please bow and pray.